Out of the Wilderness, Part 3, The Woman in the Wilderness. A couple of days ago, well, maybe even a day ago, it's the 29th of August, it looks like it was the 28th of August, we were praying about and speaking about this woman, Rachel, from Australia, from the International Tribunal Court of Justice, which exposes the testimonies and has court over the pedocriminals. And this woman was a victim, and her sister had already been murdered for her testimony. And her brother, it was just the high level of corruption amongst the police and the politicians into the Five Eyes spying, which implicates the United Kingdom, South Africa, New Zealand, the United States, to share information that is not permitted, or surveillance hearing, eyes watching, that's not permitted by the country's constitutions or laws. They are outside of the law. They are lawless. And I began to speak about something that I had seen, which I referred to about just the Illuminati, the eyes, they are the enlightened light, Lucifer, but it's another light, a different light, and about what was going on. I've got the transcript of what I said, and then I want to take it a step up into two visions, three actually, that I had while in prayer. We got a transcript of some of what was coming out as words of knowledge and wisdom about the testimony that they did not love their lives even unto death, the testimony for the innocent and the blood of the Lamb, and that the Five Eyes works out of Australia side by side. These are the people that are doing pedophile stuff, that have worked with the Clinton Foundation and Obama to illegally get information and to work with the United Kingdom, that would be the corrupt factors of MI6 and so on, and through the deep international state takedown, attempting taking down Trump. This is a war of good against evil. This thing is going to explode. She, Rachel, is a firsthand witness who busted this and put it out there for the record. If you go to QAnon or Q Post, you will see writing about the UK and about the networks that are in collusion. And it is through spying, illegal spying. It is starting. It is going to be loosed. Okay. These countries are going to go down. I'm prophesying this. Not only that, you will see the Pope, and there are more and more calls for him to resign. The Catholic Church is going to come crashing down. Remember, 2 years ago, I was in Rome, and God gave me the vision about that big, fat woman with STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, sores all over her, and how disgusting she was. And then I got this rebuke, a sideways rebuke, because being in Rome, Vatican Radio was monitoring me, and they had their, I was right next to the naval communications base. This is when there were fires all over around Rome. There were warnings, and there was this Bulgarian Pope, I believe it's Bulgarian. Anyway, there's this, I was talking about, and you can see it, it's documented on my schedules page, about righteous shepherds and the unrighteous shepherds and the flocks that were going nuts because of the electromagnetic frequencies being charged, and the shepherds were not there taking care of the sheep correctly. And anyway, that this pastor had come in, and from the Rome, who's fairly uneducated man, and they elevated him to cardinal thereafter, and in some of their presentations says those who speak against Rome, the Pope, better watch out. Uh-oh. And then I had because I have called the Pope the pedophile Pope. He's just not of God. I've called him out in a lot in the last years, and a lot of my materials and video clips and so on. They're there for the record. And the Lord showed me what he is. Okay, so now Russia. Okay, so now that first vision really had to do with the coming down of the Pope, the Vatican, and the financial system, and how it was busted, actually, as the former Pope was, for crimes and detained in Basel and left. They were going to meet with the banking cartels. Oh, the banking, let's see, that would be, let's see, the International Court of Settlements, and that would be in Basel, right, where all the Vatican railroad a lot of the Nazi money through, and that a lot of the Palestinian Nazi money that they've gotten, Arafat, etc., and we could probably put a boss in there. I don't have any documentation on that. I have it on the other, that they've taken the gifts from the international community to rebuild, quote, areas that were Arab Christians, refugees, descendants, many generations now, three, to rebuild the country. No, they don't want that. They want discontent. And they continue to promote violence through discontent. All right. So they're using the Swiss banks also. Oh, there's nothing new that now it's coming out through others called Shell Game and others, the documentation, that a lot of these monies, including foundations, former Democratic National Convention people and their associates and the former administrations have been pushing money through that have killed the loyal people in the military in Benghazi and through arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS in order to play each side against the other. And who's behind this money? Why, lo and behold, I had a vision of the senior Rothschilds, Jacob Rothschild, standing next to Russian tanks. And then if you look on YouTube, there's some exposés of the Illuminati that they the Rothschild family, funded both sides of World War I and got the nobility of Europe under their control by giving them loans and then controlled them and brought in the Bolshevik Revolution and communism, the Antichrist system, synagogues of Satan, oh yes, and they cause war and the bloodshed. The cup of blood between them and the Vatican is so huge, and this also is going to get ready to be shaken down, because Russia's moving up her tanks and her armaments, and the Lord Chamberlain reminded me this is about Rothschild money and the banking. They're going to orchestrate it to remove a lot of people off the table. That is World War III, so they can take over the assets and direct assets towards their will. Of course, it's alleged, but it's secret, so we don't know factually. Roughly 60% of the world's economic resource is owned by or controlled, maybe not outrightly owned, controlled by the Rothschild company or cabal family. They are going to, they will, the money deal is that the EU, okay, when the Russians came in, this is how they got the hook in the Russians. A lot of the Russian mafia had their money in Cyprus bank accounts. They had the dream vision about this. And the European Union came in, the banking cartel in Europe, and went in and took 10% or 20% out of the accounts there, and it made Russia furious. And that's when Russia was pulled into the war in Syria. And it was against NATO and the duplicative machinations that were going on. And so Russia lost a lot of their money, and this triggered the Russian involvement in the Syria war. And nobody was going to get them out of them. And the Israelis going like, what? We don't have anything to do with this. Yeah, well, the average Israeli does not. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's just put the Rothschilds there. They're pulling the strings to Russia, to orchestrate Russia into that place that they're going to come after the resources because Russia is hurting. Average Russian, the economy, internal economy of Russia is in bad shape. And as it says in Ezekiel 38, well, we'll just go up and plunder the land for their stuff. China is in free fall economically, internally also. And so is Iran, and so is Turkey. And all this, and this is the shakedown. Oh, we shake down everything that can be shaken. The silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. And the desire of all nations will come. Is that the Messiah? He's doing this. He's shaking this. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Only that which is eternal will not be shaken. So Iran shut down the Straits of Hormuz, and they're in control of this now, and they're having problems because of the sanctions over Obama and the Iran deal. Oof. And if that isn't a bad deal from the Bank of Tehran. Anyway, I was feeling yesterday that there was nothing you can do about it. The church needs to, the real church, the wilderness church, those who haven't bowed the knee to Baal, still need to know that he is Lord, and there's coming, thunder and lightning is coming. If it goes nuclear, it'll be over in 2 weeks. It may not. The whole thing will be done, though. It's like this dream I had about a little girl, 4 or 5 years old, and she was that age, and I was going to survive this, and God has ordained that some of us will survive this and see others through. But hang on to that anchor of faith. Anyway, one of the intercessors said that he met a man from Bolivia who was Catholic and said he couldn't be Catholic anymore because of the Pope, because of the pedophiles, because of the criminality. Well, praise God. Join the Reformers over here. Sola Scriptura. Read your Bible. Pray. Talk to God. And by the way, there is, according to Paul Bagley, a revival happening in Bolivia now. All right, this is part of the vision I saw about the earth will help the woman. All these earthquakes all over. There are floods. The weather patterns are out of order. Okay, you can attribute it some to weather warfare and whatever. Okay, fine. Or the signs in the heavens, or the meteor showers and the asteroids and the red dragon, planet X, you know, with the winged disk and the other planets surrounding it. This astronomical sign, the sign in the heavens, that is, it's watching all this and saying, oh my gosh, that this glory of God, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. This outpouring will happen, glory with great destruction and judgment on the enemies of God and wickedness. The glory of God forces evil to be blasted, you know, out of the way. This is the upshot of this, that the Rome, that old pyramid that rules Jerusalem, is going to be shaken down and overthrown. She has a millstone around her neck. She has a millstone around her neck. God is ever mindful of everything that's being done. Everything.